And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath. I'll be here for the next hour playing various mantra-based music and kirtan. Coming up in a few days, actually 2 days, I'm not sure exactly when the day is, I think it's 2 days from now, is the appearance of Ram. So the middle chunk of the show is going to be dedicated to that. We'll tell you a little bit more about that in a while. The first track is going to be an offering to the goddess Sarasvati by originally recorded by a gentleman named Girish, and then remixed by the Desert Dwellers. Sarasvati, I can read a little bit about her. She's known as the goddess of knowledge, music, art, science, these things. The name Sarasvati, coming from two words, Sara and Vati, kind of points towards her, the flow of knowledge, per se. In India, there's a river known as Sarasvati River. Although it's not particularly visible at this point, you can still trace its where it flowed. Just to read a little bit about her, the goddess Sarasvati is often depicted as a beautiful woman dressed in pure white, often seated on a white lotus, which symbolizes that she's founded in the experience of the absolute truth. Thus, she not only has the knowledge, but also the experience of the highest reality. She's mainly associated with the color white, which signifies the purity of true knowledge. Occasionally, however, she is also associated with the color yellow, the color of the flowers of the mustard plant that bloom at the time of her festival in the spring. She is adorned with simple jewels and gold, and like the goddess Lakshmi, representing her preference of knowledge over worldly material things. There's a hymn composed. The translation reads as follows: May goddess Sarasvati, who is fair like the jasmine-colored moon, and whose pure white garland is like frosty dew drops, who is adorned in radiant white attire, on whose beautiful arm rests the veena, and whose throne is a white lotus, who is surrounded and respected by the demigods, protect me. May you fully remove my lethargy, sluggishness, and ignorance. A hamsa, or goose, or swan, is often located next to her feet. The sacred bird, if offered a mixture of milk and water, is said to be able to drink the milk alone. It thus symbolizes discrimination between the good and the bad, or the eternal and the evanescent. Due to her association with the bird, Sarasvati is also referred to as Hamsa Vahini, which means she who has a hamsa as her vehicle. After this track, we're going to hear a track by Sharma's Dream, which we'll talk about. And then we'll be back to introduce the next segment of the show. You can give us a call if you like, 604-822-2487. This is the Desert Dwellers remixing Girish with a track simply entitled Sarasvati.
Pipidongo. Pipidongo. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Eh, isoto ko ai ponaba. Eh, isoto ko ai ponaba. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Eh, isoto ko ai pona bang. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Eh, isoto ko ai pona ba. Eh, isoto ko ai pona ba. Alubeti na mwana mama. Alubeti na mwana mama. Alubeti na yeah mwana mama.
Alubeti na.
Alubeti na mwana mama.
Alubeti na.
Alubeti na mwana mama.
Alubeti na.
Yeah mwana mama. Alubeti na. Yeah mwana mama. Alubeti na. Yeah mwana mama. Alubesa kolumba.
Salema pona biso nyoso. Mopolo mwana muke. Nzambe akosalisa mwana muke oyo tosaka mokolo. Bakolo baloba, bakolo bayemba. Tosa mokolo. Yango wana topesi bino message oyo. Losambo boyoka losambo euti epana biso. Mokolo tosa mwana, mwana tosa mokolo.
Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Eh, eh, isoto ko ai pona bang. Eh, eh, isoto ko ai pona bang. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Pipidongo, nana chaki tembe na bangoi. Eh, eh. Isoto ko ai pona. Yeah, yeah. Isoto ko ai pona. Alubetina.
Alubetina mwana mama, alubetina, yeah, mwana mama, alubesapu. Alubetina mwana mama, alubetina, yeah, mwana mama, yeah, mwana mama, yeah, mwana mama, alubesapu.
CITR, and that was a recording by Shaman's Dream entitled Lasambo. Shaman's Dream is a gentleman named Craig Colon. I can read a little bit about him. Shaman's Dream Music Collective is Craig's multifaceted music project that has produced 25 albums in the last 15 years. Craig has performed with Krishna Das, Dave Stringer, David Starfire, Blue Tech, Desert Dwellers, who remixed the first track we played, Donna DeLore, Suzanne Sterling, Tina Malia, Jaya Lakshmi, Michael Kang, and Chris Berry. Craig's team of producers have produced remix projects for Jai Uto, David Primal, Donna DeLore, Karsh, Kale, and many others. Karsh, Kale, and Jayota will be performing at the Tadasana Festival in Santa Monica in a few weeks' time. We'll actually be at the festival doing some interviews and some segments for some special broadcasts on that in May. And it goes on to list some of the places where Craig has DJed and performed for various yoga functions, kirtan functions, ecstatic dance gatherings. So some examples would be Earth Dance, Wanderlust, Oregon Country Fair, Beloved Harmony, Hanuman Festival, Mystic Gaia, Hawaiian Spirit Festival, Bhakti Fest, Big Bounce Yoga Journal Conference, etc., etc., etc. The word Lasambo actually translates as prayer. Sometimes it translates as beggar, and because of the mood of prayer is a very humble one, naturally. I have here something was sent to me. It's an Ashanti prayer for blessing. I'm going to read a little bit of this. This is coming from a part of Africa. So a rough translation. O God, O creator of our land, our earth, the trees, the animals, and humans, all is for your honor. The drums beat it out, and people sing about it, and they dance with noisy joy. You are the supreme. You also have pulled the other continents out of the sea. What a wonderful world you have made out of the wet mud, and what beautiful men and women. We thank you for the beauty of this earth. The grace of your creation is like a cool day between rainy seasons. We drink in your creation with our eyes. We listen to the birds' jubilee with our ears. How strong and good and sure your earth smells, and everything that grows there. The sky above us is like a warm, soft kente cloth because you are behind it. Else it would be cold and rough and uncomfortable. We drink in your creation and cannot get enough of it, but in doing this, we forget you. And there's a little, there's about half of it. Nice poem from Africa, entitled Ashanti Prayer for Blessing. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements right now, and then we'll be back for the next part of the show, which is going to be a tribute to the appearance of Sri Ram.
Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This plane is definitely crashing!
Bad Bird Events and CITR present the Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at a new venue, the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, now bigger, brighter, and with more records than ever before. Featuring music by the Knights of the Turntable and free with admission, the Vinyl Fair Discount Card. Get 10% off all vinyl purchases at participating record stores across Vancouver. The Main Street Vinyl Record Fair, Sunday, May 27th at the Cambrian Hall on 17th and Main. Go to www.vinylrecordfair.com or find us on Facebook for more information.
So, as I mentioned before, in a couple of days is the what is marked as being the anniversary of the birth of Ram, or Sri Ram. So we can read a little bit about Ram. So Ram is one of the many popular figures and deities appearing in commonly in Vaishnavism, different followers of the Vedic knowledge in India. He was born in Ayodhya, which is in the north of India, fairly close to Tibet, Nepal. Most of what is known about Ram is coming from a book called the Ramayana, which is the life story of Ram and Sita and his brothers. According to Vedic timeline, we're looking at millions and millions of years ago when Ram was on the planet. And just read a little bit about Ram and Sita, who were eternally husband and wife. Ram and Sita are the protagonists in one of the most famous love stories of all time, probably with the oldest love story on the planet, known on the planet. Described as being deeply in love, Sita and Ram are theologically understood as avatars of Lakshmi and Vishnu, respectively. Lakshmi is another name for the goddess of fortune, or you could say Lady Luck. When Ram is banished from the kingdom, he attempts to convince Sita not to join him in a potentially dangerous and certainly arduous existence in the jungle. But Sita rejects this. When Ram orders her in his capacity as husband, Sita rejects it, asserting that it was an essential duty of a wife to be at her husband's side, come good or ill. Ram, in turn, is assiduously protective and caring for Sita throughout the exile. And Sita is kidnapped by Ravan. Both Sita and Ram undergo great personal hardships during their separation. Sita protects her chastity assiduously and survives over a year in captivity on the strength of her love and attention to religious values and duty. She is completely unfettered in her resolve despite Ravan's courting, cajoling, and threats. Meanwhile, Ram, not knowing who had kidnapped Sita or where she was taken, often succumbs to despair and tears, denouncing himself for failing to defend her and agonizing over her safety and pain. Sita knows that it is in Ram's destiny to fight to rescue her, She refuses to be rescued thus by Hanuman, who's a servant of Ram, who discovers her, but is deeply anxious for his safety and fearful of Ravana's power. This recording is a recording by the Mayapuris, featuring Jai Uttal from a release entitled Mridanga. We played a nice track a couple of weeks ago by Vishvambar, or Vish, that was recorded with Masood Ali Khan. And he was just speaking a little bit about Krishna and his flute. And so Vish is actually a part of the Mayapuris. This recording with Jai Uttal is simply entitled Ram Chandra. Following that, we're going to play another Jai Uttal track, which is entitled Hari Om, which also contains Sita Ram chants from a release entitled Dial M from Mantra. And then we'll hear a little bit from Manish Damore and also Mahanidhi Swami, some aspects of Ram Leela, or the story of Ram. And that should pretty much bring us close to the end of the show. You're listening to Mantra here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Here's the Mayapuris with Ram Chandra.
Ramachandra Daya Sindhu, ah. Chandra Mama Bandhu Rama Chandra Daya Sindhu Rama Chandra Mama Bandhu Rama Chandra Daya Sindhu Chandra Mama Bandhu Raghunatha Ramachandra Jagannath Ramachandra Raghunatha Ramachandra Jagannath Ramachandra Jagannath
Shukadeva Goswami summarizes the pastimes of Lord Ramachandra in a few verses. However, millions of years ago, the great sage Valmiki Rishi, he compiled the Sanskrit Ramayana, which very elaborately describes the life and teachings of the Dasavatar Ramachandra Bhagavan. and the glories of his wonderful wife, Sita Rani, Janaki. And later in the 15th century in India, northern India, there was one Sant, Tulsidas, who wrote a book about Lord Ram's life and teachings, which is entitled Ram Charitamanas. King Dasharath was a descendant of Maharaj Kadvanga, and he prayed to the demigods. Being pleased with him, Lord Ramachandra and his three brothers, Lakshman, Bharat, and Shatrughna, or actually the Chaturvyuha, appeared. At Sita's wedding ceremony, Swayambara, there was a great bow of Lord Shiva that none of the strongest heroes in the world could lift it or break it. But that was the requirement. Whoever could lift the bow could attain the hand of Sita. That bow of Shiva Danu was so heavy that even 300 men could not lift it. Very effortlessly, Ramachandra lifted the bow and strung it and drew it back, and it broke in the middle as easily and simply as an elephant breaking a stick of sugar cane to get out the juice. Thus, Ram won Sita's hand. Sita was like Lakshmi Devi herself, with all divine rupam and beauty, behavior, age, and nature. Shupurnaka incited lust in the heart of her brother Ravana when she described the beautiful features of Sita. So he disguised himself as a sannyasi and kidnapped her while Ram was away from the ashram in the forest. And he used a ploy by sending one of his magician tantric yogi friends, Maricha. He assumed he took the form of a golden deer and pranced around the forest near the ashram, attracting Sita's attention and curiosity. So then Ramachandra and Lakshman both went to catch that deer and bring it for Sita. But that Rakshas, Ravana, taking advantage of the absence of Ram and Lakshman, he kidnapped Sita Devi. Ram killed Maricha and returned home and found Sita missing. He was extremely distressed in the mind as he searched the forest for her. So then, Ram released an arrow that pierced Ravana's heart like a thunderbolt. Vasishtha then coronated Ram as the emperor of the world, and he ruled. And during his rule, Ram Rajya, the rule of Ram, the entire world became as peaceful and beautiful and happy and prosperous as Satyuga, although it was Tretyuga. Everything supplied, everything, all nature supplied, all whatever needs everyone had. No one had disease or old age. Everyone exhibited wonderful character. Thank you. Chandra perform any sacrifices to benefit the citizens. And he pleased the Brahmanas with his charity. Then one night, because it says that the Brahmanas, they see through the Shastra Chakshas, the eyes of the Shastra, and the kings see through the eyes of their spies, or they themselves disguise themselves. So oftentimes kings would disguise themselves as ordinary citizens and pass through the common marketplaces to hear what the common person is saying about the king or what they're feeling. Ayodhya went to Valmiki's ashram and she gave birth to two twin boys, Lav and Kush. Sita could not bear to live in separation from her husband, Ram, so she gave her sons to the care of Valmiki and she deeply meditated on the Ram Charan, the lotus seat of Ram, and entered the earth. Ram was very aggrieved to hear this news. And he performed an Agnihotra for 13,000 years consecutively. Then he left this world and entered the spiritual world abode of Ayodhya in Vaikuntha, which he was soon joined by all the inhabitants of Ayodhya after they gave up their bodies. Ram Chandra Ravana Ki Jai.
Was Mahanidhi Swami narrating some of the activities of Ram. It's coming from the Bhagavad Purana. That was as well with that recording you heard Manish Damore with in the background with a track entitled Cosmic Flow. Before that, we heard two tracks with Jai Uttal and one entitled Hari Om from Dal and Pramantra. Before that, from the release entitled Ridanga by the Mayapuris, featuring Jai Uttal, track simply entitled Ram Chandra. And the reason for all this Ram stuff is because it's his birthday in a couple of days. Or actually, yeah, it's considered his birthday. As part of that, we're going to be having a special enchant gathering at Unity Yoga on Saturday night. So that's Unity Yoga and Tea House, which is at the corner of 10th and Commercial Drive, a block from the SkyTrain station. It's entitled Enchant Mantra Meditation. It's by donation. It starts at 6 o'clock until around 8:30, so best to come on time, but if you need to come late, that's okay too. Pretty relaxed environment. We're going to be doing some Ram mantras as well as some other chants as well. Happens every 2 weeks, and this one's going to be a special one in honor of Sri Ram. Maybe also something from Ramayana, because it's a pretty amazing book. The story of Sita and Ram, there's so much that we can learn from Ram's life and from his example, and also the same as Sita Devi also. So this is like practical information for life. And the process of chanting is very powerful form of meditation that connects us with that supreme energy, that supreme personality, brings us in touch with our true identity and the relationships that are eternally existing therein. And it all happens instantly just through mantra, which is why it's so popular throughout history in all the different cultures. I have to play a couple of PSAs and then be back to close the show. The last track, oh, it's a toss-up. I'm going to have to flip a coin.
Are you walking to class? Are you grabbing a coffee? Got lunch hour to kill? We invite you to fill the silence of your day with the sound of some live music. Music on the Mind? UBC's newest student concert initiative invites the School of Music out of the concert hall into the schoolyard. 10 concerts at 5 venues on one campus. Let's get music on the mind at UBC. For more information, visit ubcmusiconthemind.com. Sponsored by CITR Radio, Vancouver, BC.
It's that time of year again. Time to get loco with your favorite independent local music magazine, Discorder. The annual Discorder fundraiser night will be going down March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret. Featuring local greats Sun Wizard, Man Your Horse, The Adulthood Village, DJ sets by Deggernaut, swag by way of a silent auction, and artwork from some ridiculously talented local artists. Bring yourself and a friend and get down to the Biltmore early. Doors are at 8, the show starts at 9, and tickets will be available at the door. For more info, check out discorder.ca, CITR.ca, or search for Discorder Fundraiser on Facebook. The Discorder Fundraiser, Thursday, March 29th at the Biltmore Cabaret.
Okay, so the last track, I should mention before that you can contact us if you'd like to. If you go to mantraradio.co, then there's a contact form on there. Alternatively, if you would like to email us directly, you can send email to mantraradioshow@gmail.com. That's all one word, lowercase. Last track is going to be Krishna Das, who we don't play so much of on this show so far. This is a very famous recording that he put out on a CD a few years ago called Live on Earth, and it's basically a kirtan CD, call and response chanting. This chant is Hare Krishna Ram mantra, so it's comprised of those three words. Krishna and Ram are addressing male energy of the Supreme. Hare is it's like another name for Sita in some ways. Actually, it is. It's like a different aspect of that feminine energy, Shakti, coming from the Supreme. So this is entitled Mountain Hare Krishna. And it's kind of it's like a 15-minute recording, but we got about 3 minutes left until Butter on the Bread starts with Ryan. Stay tuned for that. We'll see how long, it's up to him how long he wants to let this track run. We'll be back next week, same time, next Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. here on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver Independent Radio for the people. Take care of yourselves. Until then, namaste.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Shana.